Hi there, and thank you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. In the April 2017 LDS General Conference, we heard a statistical report that stated that there were well over 100,000 full-time and church service missionaries currently serving around the world in 421 different missions. That's a lot of missionaries. And there are new missionary training centers being built all over the world in Provo, Africa, Mexico, the Philippines, and South America to accommodate all of these missionaries. And now that the age requirements have been lowered to 18 for men and 19 for women, it seems like missionary service is just in the air everywhere you go. As a returned missionary myself, I am so, so grateful for that time that I had to just completely dedicate my life to the Lord and to help find and teach His children about the hope and happiness that can come from Jesus Christ. And some of the greatest experiences of my life were on my mission, and I really believe that nothing else can replicate that sweet peace that you feel when you help someone else understand how the gospel works. However, along with all of the great blessings that you do experience on a mission, all prospective missionaries should know that a full-time mission is very physically, mentally, and emotionally taxing. And if you know how to prepare, and if you are able to prepare, your mission can be a wonderful time. But if you don't know what to do or what to expect, it can be a lot more challenging than it needs to be. In October of this year, the LDS Church released a new set of the standardized questions that will be asked of all future missionaries when they are interviewed by their priesthood leaders before they complete their missionary application process. And these questions aren't meant to discourage them from serving, but they're meant to, as the church says, quote, help prospective full-time missionaries understand and better prepare so that they're not only worthy, but physically, mentally, and emotionally prepared for missionary service, close quote. And in my 18-month experience as a full-time missionary, preparation for me was really power. So I thought I'd share a few of these new questions with you today. Here's just a couple. What does it mean to you to repent? Do you feel that you have fully repented of past transgressions? What do you understand about living the law of chastity, avoiding pornography, living the word of wisdom, paying tithing, and keeping the Sabbath day holy? Do you currently have, or have you ever, had any physical, mental, or emotional condition that would make it difficult for you to maintain a normal missionary schedule, which requires that you work for 12 to 15 hours a day, including studying for 2 to 4 hours a day, walking or biking for up to 8 to 10 hours a day, and living with a companion full-time? If you're curious to read all of the new questions, they are available on LDS.org, and it's really imperative that parents and church leaders go over these questions with youth so that they know how to best prepare for these interviews and for their missionary service. Past LDS President Gordon B. Hinckley said, quote, missionary work is rigorous. It demands strength and vitality. It demands mental sharpness and capacity. Missionary work is not a rite of passage in the church. It is a call extended by the president of the church to those who are worthy and able to accomplish it. Good physical and mental health is vital, for the work is demanding, the hours are long, and the stress can be heavy. Close quote. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles said, quote, young men and young women with serious mental, emotional, or physical limitations are excused from full-time missionary service. They shouldn't feel guilty about that. They are just as precious and important to the church as if they were able to go in the mission field. But while they don't serve full-time, they can take every opportunity to find and help people join the church. They can be member missionaries in college, at work, and in their neighborhoods. They ought to go forward having a wonderful and full life and help build the kingdom wherever they are. Close quote. So for worthy candidates who aren't eligible, for whatever reason, for full-time missionary service, you really shouldn't be discouraged because there are so many other ways that you can serve the Lord right now. You can serve as a church service missionary, as a volunteer, as a temple or a family history consultant, or as a temple worker. And for more information about these new missionary questions and other missionary requirements and ideas of ways that you can serve the Lord, you can visit lds.org. And I know it's easy to view a mission as something that everybody does, and it's something that you have to do in the church. And it is important to want to serve the Lord. It's important to have that desire. But if you really physically or mentally or emotionally can't do it, and if you're recommended especially not to do it, please keep your mind open, keep your heart open, and look for new ways and different ways that the Lord can help you creatively serve Him. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.